So you got a big job. And that's what black folks is talking about today. We talking about control in the black community. My God, what did we say that for? Everybody started accusing us of being separatists. That a damn shame. You believe that? We've been separate in this country for 400 years, but now they're going to blame separatism on us. Just white folks just act like 2 years ago, black folks and white folks were just living next door to one another and going to school with one another. And 2 years ago, black folks got mad and held a meeting and said, damn you, whitey, and we all moved to a black ghetto by ourselves, huh? And we a bunch of nigger racists. We don't want you white. We do everything we can to keep y'all out of them old ratty-ass infested tenement buildings, don't we? Yeah, we instruct all our real estate men, don't let no white folks move into these old raggedy-ass flats. Keep them out. There's a whole lot of white folks sick enough to believe that we don't want you living under them bad conditions with us because we prejudice. We say, since so many people in America is upset over separatism, how come you ain't upset over them Indians up there on that reservation? You can't get no more separate than that. Anything America's doing is okay. You want to see that Indian get off that reservation by tomorrow night? Sure. Tomorrow morning, let that Indian get on television, hold a press conference, say, me like reservation. Don't want no more white folks on reservation. Tomorrow afternoon, you send your army up there and run him off by tomorrow night. Anything America's doing is all right. You ever see a television show called The Dating Game? You ever notice anytime a black contestant comes on that show, the three guests just always happen to be black? Now, that's not racism because that's the establishment doing it. But you know what upset everybody in this country? You let me go on that show next week and you find out I refuse to work it because they got a white woman on it and I want three black soul sisters. This whole country would be outraged. This is what we're talking about. Oh, as long as America's doing it, it's okay. You know, a black man can't drive a railroad train in America. Ain't nobody upset over it. And as dumb as some white folks think niggas is, you don't need too much sense to drive a railroad train. All you got to do is follow the damn tracks. Dumb as these railroad executives is. Did you see where last month the railroad industry lost 274 boxcars? How the hell are you going to lose a train? Then J. Edgar Hoover get on television talking about, through the brilliant work of the Bureau, we locate them. Well, that ain't no big thing. Hell, my daughter could have found them damn trains. You got to do is follow the track. Where are you going to take 274 boxcars? In your basement? And that's another trick you Americans got caught in, that FBI, that J. Edgar Hoover trick. All at once, Americans believe, this country's sick enough to believe Hoover is the epitome of Americanism. Hoover's the epitome of manhood, of all things to blame that freak for. And you know, every major white newspaper in America know J. Edgar Hoover's a homosexual, but ain't one of them printed it. And the only reason I got hang-ups about it, if that was a nigger head of the FBI that was a homosexual, every other editorial would be talking about it. That's what we're talking about. J. Edgar Hoover is probably one of the sickest, slimiest, insane freaks that's walked the face of this earth and the history of man. Well, you see what happened right here in San Francisco with your man. Now, ain't no doubt Alioto's a gangster. Ain't no doubt about that. You understand? That ain't no doubt about him being a gangster. Hell, you can look at him and tell he's a gangster. That's the big fun trick in coming in the airport there. You ever been out to the airport and see Alioto's picture there? I refuse to fly all the way across the country and be greeted by a gangster talking about, welcome to San Francisco. And everybody upset over them honest, ethical folks that was running for office and got in office over there in Berkeley, but ain't nobody upset over these slimy, degenerate gangsters. Hmm. We talking about control in the black community. We say give us black police in the black community. A lot of people say that's separatism. You call it what you want to call it. We call it being smart. A lot of white folks say, we know why you want black cops in the black community. Police brutality. No, that ain't it. I mean, what you white folk call brutality, we don't. Most white folks in America call the whooping the brutality. No. That can't be true with us, because up until just a few years ago, the average black cop in the black ghetto was equally as brutal, if not more brutal, than the white boy was. Not only would the black cop whoop you, he knew where to hit. Yeah, I'm a kid in the black ghetto. A white cop jump out the squad car and chase me through the ghetto and catch up with me and hit me across my head with the nightstick and damn near break his stick every time. Black cop chase me through the ghetto and catch up with me and hit me right on my bad feet on my corn. Wah! Woo! That's right. That's the worst thing a nigga got is his feet. Thanks to white America, you had us working on them for 400 years. Oh, Lord. Damn nigga's feet so bad. Nigga walking all back on his ankles, all over on his heels, and white folks say, oh, ain't they got rhythm? Ain't they got rhythm? Ain't they cool? Shit. All right. We say, give us black cops in the black community. At least while that black cop knocking me down, he ain't calling me no nigga while he whooping me. Now give me a black cop in the black community. At least when that black cop pulls my car over for a moving violation, he do not refer to my wife as gal. Now give me a black cop in the black community. At least when I'm driving down the street with my light-complected black sister in the car, that black cop don't take me through no changes like that white boy do, thinking it's a white woman. You know how insulting that is? Have a light-complected black sister in the car, and that white racist cop think it's a white woman, and he got to take you through, and it really insults me. Because you see, that little hometown where I was brought up, and they really terrorized my mind and thoroughly convinced me they didn't want no niggas fooling with no white ladies. So to this day, I ain't never had a white lady, don't never want a white lady. I don't mean it like that. I'm just scared. Now, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't that pure. I'm just scared. That man terrorized my mind. And I say, if he feel that way about his sister, he can ship him to the moon if he want to. Or at least when I'm behaving myself and being a good nigga. And I got my light-complected black sister in the car, and this white cop gonna take me through some changes. What are you doing, boy? What are you? And that really makes me mad. That I got to go through all them insults from that white cop with this black woman in the car simply because his great-great-grandpa didn't have enough decency to keep his ass out the slave tent. Oh, yeah, that's how we got this light. Oh, yeah, a lot of people got a lot of illusions. How them niggas get that? Well, you know, they'll rape anything. Yeah. A lot of white people love to believe that niggas got this light because the slave was jumping on the master's wife. Come here, Miss Ann. What y'all want, Mr. Slave? You know. Again? Yeah, come here, girl. And do you know there's a lot of white folks in America that's mad enough to walk through this country with the illusion right today that every nigga want to rape them? That's right, I had that happen to me about 4 weeks ago coming out of my office in New York City. I get on the elevator one night on the 40th floor. Ain't nobody on it but me. The elevator stop at the 38th floor. Here this old, ugly, wrinkled, had to be 90-year-old white woman get on the elevator on crutches with a foot missing. Then she get on there and see me and go, oh! And tried to get her. I just closed the door and said, shit. I said, lady, you got to be putting me on. I mean, I heard a wishful thinking.